Definitely. You've been married now? And what about your wife? How old was she when you
got married? Well, I've been married three times.
Uh-huh.
I got married the first time I was 32 years of age.
Uh-huh.
When I divorced her, I married the second time. Then when we couldn't see eye to eye, divorced her,
mm-hmm.
I married the third time. Mm-hmm. Well, this one, she decided after I became disabled, my doctor told her I wouldn't be able to go back to work anymore. I was permanent disability. So she decided to move on out and better her condition.
Uh-huh.
So that joy was there.
That leads to where you are.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me ask you some sort of general questions. Let's go back to your how did you meet your first wife? Was that when you moved to Richmond?
Well, I met her in the church.
Uh-huh. Was that when you first moved here?
I had been here about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her at the Two Shepherds Baptist Church, attending the communion service, which we have in the Baptist Church. You know, we have that communion, which is the Lord's Supper.
Uh-huh.
So we have that on Sunday business right now. You take the Two Shepherds was the second father, we go back to 7th Street, was the first Sunday. The second Sunday was Good Shepherd Baptist Church. Third Sunday was Union Level with our layout of particular. We were going that year, so it wasn't going anywhere else. Sometimes we might be at other churches and all. And the fourth Sunday was laid up for Bethlehem Baptist Church.
Uh-huh.
The fourth Sunday was always taken up for the communion. We would know in advance where we were planning to go for our communion service.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her in Good Shepherd Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
The second Sunday in August 19 and 38.
Well, do you remember your wedding? Did you have a big wedding?
Yes, we went down Reverend E.M. Charity. We had the wedding down in Hanover County at her church, Rock Hill Baptist Church.
You have a big party after the wedding?
Yeah, well, we have a big, you know, reception, they call it.
After
everybody's around and enjoying themselves and have a big time.
What about schools back then? What was it like to go to school out in Powhatan at Anahana?
It wasn't bad. It was normal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You have some teachers that you especially like?
Well, as far as I can see, all the teachers that I have went to, I love them.
Uh-huh.
And I had some of the teachers that I was not well acquainted with in my early school days, and then I had one of my cousins, Thaddeus Ford was one of my teachers, and Ms. Flop, a lady from Goodson County, a county which I loved and I recognized as my home.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. M.B. Flop was one of my teachers. So all the way along through in the school, such as that, I loved the teachers.
What about how you used to get around? Back in the 30s, you really most people didn't have cars, did they?
No. A lot of people didn't have cars for the transportation. Well, that was a group. We used to get together, those that young men, some of the fellows, the middle-aged men, had transportation. And we would get in groups. And we'd go
mm-hmm.
to various places around.
Uh-huh.
Our transportation was not too bad. And some of the short trips, we would use horse and buggy,
uh-huh.
horseback ride.
Yeah.
We would ride, well, 13 miles or nothing to ride a horse.
Uh-huh.
We had one of them where you pull up on that bit like that, and that horse, she didn't know nothing well, but throw a toy here and there, and she'd go away from it. They used to call them riding horses.
Uh-huh.
Then you wasn't particular with them doing too much work, you know, because you want them for the ride.
Uh-huh.
And you want to try to preserve them.
Yeah. Let me ask you about